what do you do when you're in between a rock hard place and a skunk ravine? You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey, it's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
All right.
Whoa, I know that was a mirrored image, but it looks like they're going ass to ass for a second.
Can you tell if you can hear me okay?
Go again.
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
Spaghetti.
Yeah, I think it'll work. You want to listen to it real quick?
All right.
All right, we'll try saying some shit.
Spaghetti. I gotta let this fucking demon outside.
Yeah, of course. We just got ready to go, and she's gonna start barking.
Yeah, she's a fucking asshole.
Welcome back to the Sleepy Cast. I'm your host, Sleepy Nick. I'm very tired.
So sleepy.
So sleepy. But I'm here. We're here. Ready to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Sleep Cast. All right. Who wants to take the first shift? Just sleeping. You sleep. I'll try to keep it down. And we'll switch every 2 hours.
We'll do some karate in between. Mac style.
What, Oh, fuck. So what'd you do today? You just fucking worked late?
Oh, yeah. Usually I get to work. I'm there before anyone else shows up, just because that's how my ride works.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I get some OT.
Yeah.
I get to start early, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I started at 7 today and got done at like almost 6.
Mm. Hell yeah.
This is a long day.
Oh, sorry, man. Did some shit, huh?
Just I like being outside, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's way better than working in a shop.
Yeah.
Breathing a bunch of fucking fumes and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, just standing there in like 130 degree heat.
Yeah, wearing like a bunch
layers
of clothes.
Yeah, a bunch of leather.
Yeah, still in the sun.
Was like, it like a bunch of rawhide?
Right. Yeah. Just assless chaps.
Yeah.
Nah,
but, just welding and nothing but assless chaps.
Yeah.
No welding helmet.
No.
You just close your eyes. Dude, I saw something where it was like these guys welding in like India at this factory, and all of them were just like, like,
yeah,
just looking at it. Like, and they're in like,
you see where they look like the splits.
They're wearing like what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. Oh, I know, with sandals.
Yeah.
Or no shoes at all.
Well, did you ever see the video of, I think it's like Vietnam or some shit, but it's like a metal foundry, and they're like in like shorts and sandals.
Yeah.
And they're just like,
yeah,
stamping this molten steel.
I've totally seen that one.
There's just a guy, like, throwing a pitcher of water onto the dude's leg so he doesn't get burned from being next to this thing. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, get some pants or something.
Put some pants on.
Just
go to the city and get some jeans.
Do something. You know? Fucking get some tin cans and staple them together. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
There's like a weird thing where
third world problems.
Well, there's a weird thing where like on Instagram, you know, just like on live on social media and shit, you'll see like fucking people, and it's like just people from the other side of the world at their job, and it's just like, what is your fucking job? Oh, I got this.
A shit one?
Oh, dude, just like at a factory, and there's just like a machine spinning behind them.
Yeah.
And there's like two guys on the floor asleep on cardboard, and it's like, what the fuck is dude, this?
Those third world factory accidents.
Oh, yeah.
You see the one where it's somewhere in fucking like Asia or some shit. But like the dude like goes to
it's like in a textile factory.
Yeah, he goes to like go underneath this thing and there's like stuff spinning and it like rips his scalp off.
Oh.
Like slams his whole head into the top of the thing, knocks a bunch of dust and stuff off. Rips his scalp off.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Hell yeah, I want to see it. I've seen a lot of like lathe videos and stuff.
Live leak.
Live leak. RIP.
Yeah,
that shit's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
What?
Yeah, they that shit down a while ago.
Why?
I can't remember. You sound like bummed out. Don't worry, dude. There's other places to get the same material.
I just started crying.
Well, dude, it's funny because I'll be on a website that I go to watch fucked up videos, and I'll always see the watermark.
Tell me that already?
I'll see the watermark for Live Leak. I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
Rest easy.
So, like, can you find that stuff on Reddit or anything?
Some stuff he can.
Yeah. What's the new
dude, Instagram.
Oh.
Instagram, like, doesn't give a fuck, bro.
Instagram gives no fuck.
Oh, dude. I get on there, and it's just, like, car accidents and big asses.
Big asses. It's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I had a pretty good day today.
Yeah?
Good day. Well, I told you before we started recording, I had a shit job or a shit night sleeping. So
I did too.
I've been having like really bad past
some nights like weeks. I just pass out and like I'm asleep like a motherfucker.
That's what I mean. Take like a solid 2 hour nap.
Like I don't understand, man. And then other nights I just roll around and like fucking think about weird shit and have weird dreams. And
Well, see, I always get, like, anxiety.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna be tired.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna be...
I need to sleep.
Yeah. Even if I go to sleep, I'm going to be tired anyways.
No, I know. I feel you. Or, like, you fall asleep really hard and then wake up at, like, 3.
Yeah.
And then you just roll around until you have to fucking go to work.
Yeah.
And then you don't know if you slept or not.
But I went to bed about 5 in the morning. I got up at like 7:30 or 7. And then lay in bed with Amara for a little while. And then took a shower. Waited for Ashley to go to work for like some class.
Yeah.
So we went and met up and got some breakfast. I had a Greek omelet. We came home and had some sex.
The sex.
Went down to the beach and had some margaritas and listened to music and built some sandcastles with the kids. And
well, shit.
Took him to the fountain.
Water-ass time.
Yeah, took him to the fountain. By that time, it was...
dude, what the fuck is up with that?
You want your lighter?
Yeah.
Just light a lighter. You're like, what the fuck?
No, it seems like a crack torch.
Oh, it's listening. A little cracky.
Anyway, yeah.
After the fountain, we went and got some burgers. I made some super delicious black and blue burgers for me and olive burgers for Ashley. And kids had a couple gaggers. And I just went and got some ice cream. Like, I just had like a chill-ass summer day, dude. It's like sweet. I really fucking needed that.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's what's up.
I think that's done.
Oh yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Would you like some more?
I'm okay right now. I got my pen if I want another rip.
Okay.
A little ripperoonie.
Yes.
Oh, wow, Monaco.
Under Monaco.
9%. God damn.
Yes, on.
It'll get you fucked up. Now, these things are sweet.
What's that?
These batteries.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't look like a snail.
It should be a fidget spinner. yeah, it should be. Man, you got some big ass toes.
What's this car ripping down?
Dude.
You see that?
Every car you see. Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck? Yeah, because I live in a.
Get day. Off my block!
Yeah. Bust out of here.
Just no reason to be here.
Nah. It's Britannia, not a Lewski. Oh. There's an angry dog outside.
I think for the people keeping score, that's the third episode in the row
we
referenced Bontano on a Lewski. Yeah.
It's going to come up every time. Hang on.
Yeah, I think it's been a while since we talked about Boss Rootin', dude.
Scram. Scram, man. Motherfucker. Oh, shit. She was coming in at you, that. She's
coming at me, dude. Rocco almost bit the neighbor's kid today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried.
Probably deserved it.
No.
Don't lie.
He didn't. I let Rocco out, and Rocco just goes to the fence and starts like, rah, rah, rah. I'm just like, God damn it.
Are you sure the kid's not an asshole?
Dude, I was standing right there.
Yeah, but.
Like, he just came over the fence and was like doing this.
What?
No. It's a possibility that the kid threw a rock at him or something. But
you
no, Rocco.
You don't know what happens when you don't see.
Yeah, but I know. No one's messing with Rocco. I mean, that kid was like, I'm like, yeah, like he's just a barker. Like, don't worry. And then the kid like stuck his hand through the fence. And right before I was about to be like, maybe you should, like, Rocco was just like, wow, like real jumped at, almost got him.
Don't stick your. Hand
the adult was like standing there. He's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, but let's just keep your hand on that side of the
yeah,
fence.
Maybe you don't stick.
And then the kid's just like, I want to go in your pool. I was just like, yeah, we just filled it up today, so it's cold.
Oh my god, this is why I don't have kids.
Well, those weren't mine.
Oh, I know.
Those are just random street kids.
Oh, dude, you know how many random street kids I have sticking their fingers through my fence?
You should go bite them off.
Don't worry. I know.
Just out there with pliers and wire cutters. Just out there with tin snips. Bye, bye.
No, what I've been thinking about doing is, putting some posts. What the fuck was that?
She looked.
Dude,
at
did
me.
She just all fours?
Did she just like fring?
No, for real.
Just sprung up.
Is that what just happened?
I think so. Yeah, get bro, down, Daisy.
That was weird.
Let Daisy fuck. Down.
I've never seen her do that one.
Down. It's more comfortable for both of us if you're not up here.
Did she really just do that?
I don't know. I couldn't see her feet.
Dude, I swear to God, it was all four.
No, I know. What is up with you? Why are you so affectionate towards me tonight? Well, Alex.
It's her. It's her chair.
Oh, well, fuck you. I'm using it.
Shut the curtains.
Yeah, please would be nice.
Please.
Down, right?
Well, yeah. Get it, get it, get it. Nice. Lay down, fag. Not that there's anything wrong.
Do you want me to... yeah, it's Pride Month, Alex. Chill out.
It's Pride Week.
Yeah, isn't it month?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't care.
Queer like you. Zing, dude. I zinged ya.
I don't like it.
I got the zingers. Yeah.
I don't... It's gone too far.
Do you want me to plug that in? Or no?
What?
This. What, Pride?
For what?
What's gone too far?
No, just like...
Pride?
Yeah.
Oh, so don't pay attention to it, dude.
I don't.
Perfect.
That's why I forgot.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck. Because I don't care what people do.
I love how, like... Dude, all the dumb people on, like, social media. Why are we gonna straight month? It's just like, dude.
I don't give a fuck.
Fucking do it then. Like, shut the fuck up and start a straight month. No one gives a shit.
Fuck butts. I don't care. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Scissor, do whatever. Have a dick. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Hell yeah. Like, just do what you do. Don't shove it down my throat. Like, it's cool to have your time. I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, people should just do whatever they want.
I know. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
Like, fuck butts.
Yeah, you just said that.
I know. I'll say it again.
Fuck butts. You heard it here.
Just fuck butts.
Just fuck butts. All right. Quote Alex on that one. Just fuck butts. All right. Maybe that's
JFB.
Maybe that's what the t-shirt will be. Just JFB. A picture of you, and it just says, just fuck butts.
Just fuck butts.
I don't care. Just fuck butts.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do whatever.
Where is that straight care. Pride month, though? We really do need one.
I mean... straight.
Welcome back to Straight Cast.
Straight Pride month. Like, isn't that every day for people who are straight? Yeah. I don't understand. What?
Yeah. Well, I think it was because, like... I don't know, man. Gay people were, like, oppressed and shit.
Yeah, I get that, but what is straight Pride Month?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I mean, if you want to run around and celebrate being straight and wear all your fucking stupid MAGA gear, like, go ahead.
Isn't that what straight people do every day?
Go ahead, yeah.
I don't understand. So isn't that an everyday thing?
It's just people wanting to be upset about dumb shit and causing stuff. Like, they don't have enough drama and problems in their lives.
Problems.
You know, they have plenty of money. They're good to go.
Yeah.
They don't have anything to worry about. They need to, like, make up fucking bullshit for themselves to... feel like they're a victim, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Aw, preaching to the choir, bud.
Oh, yeah.
You like that knife?
Yeah.
Dude.
Shout out.
He listens. Shout out Ryan, man. Hooking up Alex with a fucking cleaned up knife that you can shave with. I got a nice bald spot on my leg. It's smooth, man. It's like razor smooth. You should see how many swipes it takes to get to your windpipe. Probably only one.
Next thing you know, it's just my funeral.
Yeah.
I nicked the artery.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Lonely Cast. It's just me.
It's me.
Again. Yeah.
Swing low.
Yeah, chug, chug, chug. Dude, your dog is crazy. Like, she has a whole bed right here, and yet she's...
Dude, she's a psychopath.
Just over there, like, I need to get this blankie all fluffy. What a sassy little lady.
Hey, she's the sassiest.
Hold on a second. I don't know. I had a good time.
Look at my fucking farmer's stand, dude.
Darted. Good thing you're keeping ash on your shoulder there, nice and white.
This?
No, ash.
What? Oh.
You keep him white.
Look at this, dude.
Dude, look at mine.
Dude, mine.
It's not as bad.
Mine's like, way worse.
Dude, okay.
Look at this.
I gotta show you this. I had Ashley spray my back today. Let's see where I got sunburnt.
That's good.
She fucking tiger striped me, dude.
She didn't rub it in?
No.
What a bitch. Wait, is this being recorded?
Yeah.
Shit. Don't tell her I said that.
It's okay, she doesn't listen. Nah, man. Yeah. When I got home, I was, like, cooking up burgers and shit. And, she was sitting there at the table. I told her, like, yeah, I think I feel it. I feel it on my shoulders and on my back a little bit, and I still had my shirt off. And she was just like, yeah, I gotta take a picture. You gotta see what it looks like.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
That's just evil.
Yeah, it's fine. No, I just got something to complain about for a little while. I like this Kershaw, man. This is a fun little knife.
Dude, it's a badass knife.
Yeah, the scales are pretty cool.
All Kershaws are badass knives.
Yeah.
I'm missing one that says spider on it.
A spider Kone?
No, I like had it engraved.
Oh, a Kershaw?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's like a dagger with like a blood letter.
Bloods.
You know, like how when a dagger has grooves on both sides, mm-hmm. in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
it's called a blood letter.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You bleed out.
Yeah, for blood.
Yeah. Blah, blah.
Yeah, I know what
blah, blah.
I know what knives are.
Blah, blah.
Ooh, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, should we play Five Finger Filet? Ready? Just on my leg.
I'm not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I only cut my finger twice, so that's pretty good.
You don't want to do it with this one.
No, I don't want to do it with any of them.
Dude, no, but look down the... Look down that at that tip, dude.
Yeah.
No, look like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's a pointy. Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Look down the tip.
Yeah, look at...
What...
God damn it.
Nicholas. I'm looking at the knife, dog. What do you want me to do? Yeah, it's a little pokey knife.
Dude, so pokey.
I saw one that was like, don't poke it at me. Just little air pokes. I saw these like push knives where it's like three fucking like spiral blades.
Ew.
And I was like, that seems like it would almost like, ah.
And then you just like pull meat out.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that is meant for nothing but killing someone.
That's what I feel about that, that pastry. Here.
Yeah. What is that?
It's a pastry.
Oh, it's an old dough knife?
Yeah, but, like, it's fucking hardcore to the max.
Yeah, dude.
It's all steel. Like,
dude, yeah.
You could just punch somebody in the throat with that. Like, You could decapitate somebody with that thing.
Yeah, I don't even feel like you would really need to keep it sharp.
No.
It's like... Or even just hitting somebody. It'd be like punching somebody with an axe.
Right. Exactly. Like...
Yeah, that thing's cool. I wonder when the hell that's from.
Yeah.
I dogen.
Dude, imagine.
I can.
Sharpen it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Dude, imagine if you had a razor's edge on that thing. You know, you should do. We should have Ryan sharpen that. And then we should get, like, a big piece of brisket or something and punch it up. Hey, hey.
Bring it back. That's an antique.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you should fuck with it, then. Because it doesn't need an edge. I think it is cool. It, dude, it's like perfect size for my hand.
I know, exactly. It's like a brass knuckle, but yeah, like a blade.
I feel like you...
It's a murder weapon.
You could even use it as a brass knuckle.
Dude.
Like, yeah, this thing is very cool.
I've done it both ways. Yeah, like...
Yeah. All it needs is like a spike on this end.
Right.
And then it's the ultimate killing tool.
I mean, that's like solid.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not like just completely rust right now.
Nuggets.
I mean, it is kind of starting to like corrode, but...
Oxidize.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that like...
Dude, all I have to do is...
Yeah, well, I mean, whoever used that thing for a dough knife definitely, like, kept it clean and dry, and, yeah, to get two of them. You look like a fucking Street Fighter character, and, yeah.
Vega?
Yeah. What do you mean I cannot use my blades?
But, like, I'd have to wear, like, have a chef's hat on.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you'd have to definitely have, like, the baker. It's like, what? The Street Fighters get hungry. They're like pastries. Yeah, now, what's that? Your Dick Ripper offer?
It's called a...
Oh, you figured it out?
Yeah. It's just, like, a weird little wrench.
Oh, a little pipe wrench?
Yeah. Certain name, I don't remember.
There's two sizes, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be for something specifically. You know what I mean?
Well, like for, like, getting in tiny spaces. You can't get a wrench in there.
I got you. Okay. Squeak, squawk, squeak, squawk.
Squeak, squawk, squeak, squawk.
There we go. I think the podcast finally got to where it's supposed to be, where we're just going, squeak, squawk,
squeak, squawk, squawk.
Just me and Alex. For the longest time, when we wanted him to do this podcast... It was just us having like 2 hour long phone conversations, which most of it was me trying to make Alex laugh because he would always call me pissed off about his factory job.
Which I fucking am gone from.
But,
actually, I'm about to, fucking.
You got another job?
Oh, yeah. I've been working.
Oh, I thought you meant like a welding job or something.
No, no, no. They fucked with the wrong person.
Ah.
So.
You gonna go burn it down?
No, no, no. I'm gonna make some complaints.
There you go.
So.
Cool.
Because that place sucks. I have, like, so many pictures of so many violations of OSHA shit.
Send a ransom letter.
No, no, no.
These pictures will be going to OSHA unless you hire Alex back.
That's with not what I mean.
double his pay.
I just mean...
half his hours.
They said, like, some bullshit.
Yeah.
For why I got... fired or whatever.
Well, so, yeah, man, there's some hoes.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm not cool with that. And I'm not gonna put up with it. And I'm gonna fight that shit.
Yeah. All right, I think we might cut that one out.
Yeah,
we might cut that.
I almost died on that.
We might cut that joke out. That one is an exclusive just for me and you, buddy.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. What's this Dolby? You got the Dolby app where you just open it, it's like...
What is it?
I don't know. This week I watched Chernobyl again.
Oh.
You ever watch that?
No.
That's a fun one.
Maybe.
Chernobyl on HBO.
No.
It starts off with, like, the Chernobyl, reactor just exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it literally starts with the scientist being like, what the fuck did you do? Like, basically, it's about the cleanup and how they, like, put the fire out and all the shit that they had to do to, like, contain it. And then all the firemen and people who got, like, fucked up from radiation and, you know, died.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Bunch of people have funny voices, which is funny, which I always... I'm like, hell yeah, that's a fun guy.
But, a fun guy.
Hey.
Hey.
But, yeah, it's pretty funny. There's like a firefighter, you know, he's like, ah, it's just a fire. The roof's on fire. It's no big deal. And then they go there and like...
The roof.
They're all like puking and like melting. And he's like in the hospital all like fucking radiation burned and... His wife, like, bribes his way into the hospital. And he's just like, you can only be here for 30 minutes. Do not touch him. And, like, first thing she does is, like, go in and just start, like, kissing him and touching him. And then she's there for days. And finally, she, like, comes out. And the nurse is just like, you're still here? Like, what are you doing? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so... That was a pretty crazy thing that happened.
Chernobyl, yeah.
Have you ever watched it? You should check it out, man. There's some dicks in it, dude. There's some minor dicks.
Bunch of dicks.
There's a bunch of minor dicks in that show. But I mean, like, people who, like, dig coal. I don't mean, like, children.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, like penises.
It's not child pornography. It's, like, drunk Russian man cock.
Man cocks.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. It was a pretty fun show.
I like this. Dicks.
You wanna see some fucking some Russian miners' dicks? Check the show out.
Are they black?
Yeah, kinda. A little bit.
Well, I mean,
from the cold. Yeah.
You get what I meant.
Mm-hmm. What, you cold?
Yeah, my nips are getting hard.
Lucky, man.
Well, I've been in the sun all day long.
Me too. I'm ever. So hot.
Bro, you do not work outside all day.
Yeah, but I was outside all day.
You know what? I'm going to slap you.
In the sun.
In
chasing kids.
Well, that sounds creepy.
They talk. Yeah. All
right. I just been chasing kids.
You
want to
stop talking about how you were chasing kids all day and you just watched a show with a bunch of minor dick in it? What is that?
Fuck.
Is that hash?
Well, it was two candies.
No, they've merged into one.
Yeah, I'm going to get fucked.
Wow, they talked this guy down. Crazy.
Are they counting them?
No. I think he dropped the rifle. That's pretty crazy.
God damn it, Stacy.
Just bite it in half, man. Fuck.
Oh, shit's about to get weird.
What are you doing?
Scrambling.
Oh, scrambling on. I showed that video where that guy was talking about making a pan of hash oil edibles.
Huh?
Hash oil edibles. Is that what that is?
It's actually like live resin.
Ah.
But like it's not from the dispensary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
illegal. No, it's legal.
Everything's legal now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to... I should probably set multiple alarms.
Oh, to get up tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time do you got to get up?
Like... 5 something.
Whoa.
5:30.
Were you doing math or something?
Yeah.
You're doing a... Hold on, what's the square root?
I was Rain Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Was that your phone or my phone?
That was your phone.
Damn it, I keep forgetting to turn it off.
Five.
Whatever. Fucking 90 degrees tomorrow, hell yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be hot as fuck. I know.
It says cloudy.
Dad,
that's not good.
I should probably like bring this shit.
Yeah. Do you ever think about getting shielded like armbands?
What?
Check out SA.com.
Fuck you, John.
It's like they started off making shit for fishing. But
I have
like big wicker hats and like face shields, you know. But they also make like arm shields, so it's like moisture wicking and soft, you know. So you don't have
60 FPF or whatever it's fuck.
SPF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it right the first time, right?
Yeah. SPF. Yeah.
I have
stupid pussy freak.
Yeah. So I can freak out.
I got this 60-year-old stupid pussy
freak. No, I have 2 long sleeve shirts.
Yeah. Oh, like fishing shirts or whatever?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I've got like that fucking hat with the
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But dude, it's just so fucking hot.
I know. It's hot being hot.
It sucks.
Yeah, I remember I worked on a farm for 3 years. And I had to, like, push through trees. That was my job, like, for 2 months out of the year. Yeah. Just covered in ticks. Most ticks.
Most ticks.
Dude, for real.
Yeah.
One lunch break, I pulled 7 ticks off of me.
Bro. Dude.
One day I found a tick on my dick, like between my
tick and my dick.
Dude, for real, between my dick and my balls. And he was latched. When I pulled on it, like it like stretched the skin out.
Stretching on my
balls. Dude, like, yeah, nah. I was sitting there taking a shit and I started like itching my dick because it was all itchy. And, you know, itchy. You know, like, you know, and you'd pin the head up and flick down. Yeah. Oh yeah, all the boys out here know.
Yeah,
the brush off.
Twist and turn.
I like to call it the brush off. I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here, uncomfortableness.
Go on, get.
So I was doing that, and felt just like a, you know, the lump. And instantly my mind said, oh, that's probably a tick. On account of that's what my life is now at that point, was just right around with getting covered in ticks.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Up north, there's like no ticks.
Yeah. Okay. I'll move up there, man.
Up in Baldwin?
Yeah.
Like, for real. I crawl around in the woods.
I tried to find those fuckers.
I'll do like rolls.
I was looking for them.
Yeah.
I was looking for them.
Dude, for real. Like,
they're just not there. Can't find any.
I found like one or two. Like,
hey, Tiki.
They don't exist.
Cool.
They're busy doing other shit.
They got more important tick things going on.
Yeah. What is happening?
I don't know. This guy keeps like, oh.
Stabbing. Go.
Possible gunshot. Is this, I feel like I might have seen this one.
I don't know. Should I put the sound on?
No, we don't need sound. All we're going to hear right now is... And then a cop every now and then is going to be like, oh, I haven't... Oh, I hope we catch this guy so I can go home and punch my wife.
Goddamn macaroni and cheese.
What?
That's what she made for dinner, and he's mad about it.
Because she burnt the macaroni and cheese?
No, just the fact that it's macaroni and cheese.
You put way too much milk in the macaroni and cheese, bitch. It's all runny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. Alex.
Yeah.
You know what I think your next tattoo should be?
What that?
This little yellow symbol up in the corner. Yeah, the body cam symbol.
I'm down.
You're always watching body cam videos, dude. Yeah.
Dude. For real.
That'd be a fun tattoo.
I'm gonna do it. You done did it now.
That's a good idea.
Well, duh. Is that it?
I guess, yeah.
Should we watch this video?
Yeah, you want to watch this? Should we call it a night?
I guess.
Commence the chilling. We can just chill.
Commence to
chill. I got some. Here, I'll show you a cool show, man. I want to show you some shit after we watch this. Hold on, wait. Pause it. Pause it. All right, that's going to be it for tonight. Bye-bye. I love y'all.
Love y'all.
Bye.